You will hear a man talking on the radio about unusual sports. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer, A, B or C.
Octopushing, elephant polo or cheese rolling. Our sports correspondent, Mike Taylor, has been finding out about some of the world's strangest sports. Which is the most unusual one for you, Mike?
Well, it has to be chess boxing, because it's such a bizarre combination. A match starts off with a 4-minute round of speed chess, followed by a 3-minute round of boxing. There can be up to 6 rounds of chess and 5 of boxing before a winner is decided. It sounds like just a bit of fun, but when I watched two men competing on German television recently, I was amazed by their level of skill in each of these two very different disciplines. After all, boxing is such an aggressive physical sport, whereas chess is all about using the brain. You don't expect a boxer to be good at chess or a chess player to be good in the ring.
Have you found any other unusual combinations like that?
No, but you mentioned octopushing, which is underwater hockey, so it's an unusual setting for a familiar game. I haven't seen it played, but I've read that it's a very exciting spectator sport. Major tournaments have TV screens that show the images captured by underwater cameras. Apparently, you don't have to be very fit to play. But I'm not convinced. It seems physically very demanding to me. The good thing, though, is that no individual player has to stay underwater for long periods at a time. People like me who can't hold their breath for very long can keep coming up for air.
OK. What else have you got?
Well, one of my favourites is sport stacking, which involves individuals or teams building pyramids with plastic cups. It doesn't sound very impressive, nor do competitors need to be in particularly good physical condition. But if you watch a video of some of the best stackers, you'll appreciate just how fast they are. It's quite staggering. There are adult competitions, and I'm thinking of having a go at it myself. But most participants are teenagers and children, some as young as 4. Mind you, in sport, we're used to seeing very young competitors outdo older ones, so that's nothing new.
Indeed. And are there any of these sports that you definitely wouldn't want to do?
Yes, there are. And not because they're in any way tough or there's too much danger involved. Far from it. It's just that I find them a bit ridiculous. There's toe wrestling, retro running, that's running backwards, or even pillow fighting, which is now a sport in Japan. They all seem rather silly to me, and they're not sports I'd particularly want to do or even watch.
You mentioned toe wrestling. What does that involve?
Well, basically, competitors lock big toes and try to force their opponent's foot onto the sideboard of a wooden frame. I mean, it's fine for kids, and a toe wrestling competition is the kind of thing you might expect them to organise in the school playground. But for grown men and women to hold a world championship every year, and then for organisers to apply for toe wrestling to become an Olympic sport, well, it's too daft for words. I'm just pleased the application wasn't accepted.
All right. And which of the sports you've seen is the most impressive, would you say?
Well, probably the man versus horse marathon, which takes place every July in Wales. Human runners race cross-country against riders on horseback for 22 miles. That's around 35 kilometres. And on 2 occasions in the last 40 years, a human contestant has won. Now, that's not as astonishing as it might seem. Horses are fast in short races, but not so good over long distances. But it does seem a little unfair that the human victories are not mentioned in the same breath as some of the world's more famous sporting achievements. These people are heroes, but they're virtually unknown outside Wales.
Yes, it's the first time I've heard of the race. You're a runner, aren't you, Mike?
I was. But I damaged my knee when I was skiing and had to stop. I was a real enthusiast, used to run for a couple of hours after work every evening. But even then, I wouldn't have beaten a horse, that's for sure.
There's no shame in that. Right. Thanks, Mike. Time now.